Blog Talk Radio. tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Again, if you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. Big ups to my early chit-chatters, Creme de la Creme and Uncle Bobby. Thank you for joining me. I'm experimenting with yet another microphone tonight, another microphone setup. So if you guys would be so bold as to give me a thumbs up in the chat room on the overall audio quality of my voice right now. Are you able to hear me okay? If you could give me a thumbs up in the chat, that would be fantastic. And I'm Vincent the Bay, getting things underway here. It's Wednesday night, and tonight I thought I would celebrate the life, the spirit and life of Nate Dogg, a fantastic artist who passed away earlier today. That's right, Nate Dogg. Thank you, Creme de la Creme, for giving me the thumbs up. Beautiful thumbs, by the way. But yes, Nate Dogg, born Nathaniel D. Hale. In Long Beach, California. He gained attention for two tracks in 1992's Dr. Dre's debut, The Chronic. He lent his baritone vocals to hits by Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Warren G, and many others. He earned a Grammy nomination for the track Regulate. And he had a pretty good career of his own as a solo artist. I played the track that I opened up with there. That was him doing his own solo work. He was a fantastic singer. That was These Days featuring Daz Dillinger and Fushky. But yeah, great track. But a lot of people know him, of course, for the track Regulate with Warren G. And that's what he was up for a Grammy for. I don't know if they won a Grammy for that, but it was also in on a soundtrack too, I believe. In 90, I think I want to say White Man Can't Jump for some reason. But yeah, here it is, Regulate, featuring Nate Dogg from Warren G. RIP to Nate Dogg, who passed away today. I'm still taking your calls if you want to join me. There's some ladies hanging out outside right now. I've got a great view here in the studio under the street. And lately there's been a lot of very attractive young women passing by. So I get distracted very, very easily here, kids. But let's go into some Warren G featuring Nate Dogg, who just passed away. This is Regulate.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I can get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm
stuck. These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Three will break you late.
Hey, 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 it's Vincent McBay back here with you taking your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. Want to join me? I'll be here for the next 2 hours, or hour and 45 now. But thank you to Creme de la Creme and Uncle Bobby for joining me here tonight early on in the chat room. I'm happy to have them here with me as I celebrate the life and times of Nate Dogg, who passed away today. Nate Dogg passed away today, the age of 41. And, yeah, playing music from him. Alrighty. So we heard, what do we hear right there? We heard Regulator by Warren G featuring Nate Dogg. And now I'm going to play a Nate Dogg track. This is one of his own tracks. It's a Nate Dogg solo, but it's featuring Nancy Fletcher and Tupac, of all people. And this is Me and My Homies. This is for me and my homies in the chat, Creme de la Creme and Uncle Bobby. Thank you for joining me. We're going to get things rolling here in a minute. And let's keep the tribute to Nate Dogg continuing here with Me and My Homies featuring Nancy Fletcher and Tupac.
Me and my homies, low. You know we kick it like every day. My room, and I don't have no one to talk to. I can pick up my phone and call some folks who know what I go through after I smoke a joint. Come on.
Yeah.
every day? Every single day. Are you sure? Don't fuck with me. Every single day. All right. Stints in the Bay. That's, whoa. A little feedback party.
All right, it's Vince the Bay.
Back here with you, 347.
Oops. Turn this down. I'm getting some more feedback here.
Hello? Okay.
Sorry, Vince the Bay, having some technical difficulties here, messing around with a microphone and also my phone at the same time. I'm trying to play some Nate Dogg. Music here and having all sorts of technical difficulties. I appreciate you kids hanging tight with me. I'm just going to play some music here while I try to get things sorted. And it's better that I just play music and I talk about Nate Dogg because I didn't really know him that well. I just know him as a singer and he was amazing. He left us with a lot of amazing tracks, and here's another one featuring Snoop Dogg and Val Young. This is Never Leave Me Alone.
Tell me that County main line back in 9500. Just trying to handle mine. Spitting game at the homies about the good old days as we try to pass time. Waiting for the chain to Chino. I see no reason to cry, but I miss my baby boo and my niggas spanking too. It's true that the dirt I did from an OG to a snotty nose kid got me caught up in the rapture like Maze Day. Gone by and real G's gon' cry, but I try to walk the yard with my head to the sky and hold my baby boy fucking niggas on the outside. But what's the chance that it ain't cracking? If I was out and she was in, I'd probably be maggot. I came out, so I say I would. Now my girl in the world will play a hood. A player should show a nigga love and look out, but the niggas I know will probably turn your ass out. So keep away, better yet stay away, and hope I get out one day. Okay, but if I don't, I guess this is home. My girl is tripping, she got a block on the phone.
Most explosive here, ferocious, the lyrical prognosis, the dose, just leaving you mentally unfocused there. they know. All steps, they know the payroll. Step away from the mic, they just go. The funk might crack to your nose. Niggas ain't scared to hustle. It's been 7 days, the same flow. Ask them originals, cause they know. All steps, neck dogs, they roll. Step away from the mic, they just pull. The funk might crack to your nose. No, no, no. Oh no, look at who they let hit the back door. From Long Beach to Brooklyn, they know. We rock from the east to west coast. Queen to Lucy, they know. Step away from the mic, they just.
What's up?
Nothing. What you doing?
Man, I'm just kicking it.
Mason. Are y'all done?
Thank you.
Nah, what you gonna do today?
Pick up my clothes for the cleaning. I ain't gonna get my nails done.
Yeah.
Why, what's up?
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Who?
These nuts.
Aw, shut up, nigga.
But I wanna ask you one question. If I had some nuts hanging on the walls, what would I have, honey? I said, darling, you have some walnuts. She said, well, daddy, if I had some nuts on my chest, would those be chestnuts? I said, hell yeah. She said, well, daddy, if I had nuts under my chin, would those be chin nuts? I said, hell no, bitch, you'd have a dick in your mouth.
Chicky check, microphone check, one.
Chicky check, microphone check, two.
Chicky check, microphone check, three.
Check game from the notorious Compton G.
Back with some shit that got the bump. As you pull up in the park, your pops is drunk. Just a fucker like a motherfucker, clowning and shit. Got your daters on your hoopty and your fly ass bitch. Throw off, throw off, throw off, I take that hoe. If she proper, I'ma pop up. The whole hopper is back on track. With big money, big nuts, and a big fat chronic stack.
So dad, step up on they ass and give these motherfuckers a blast from the past.
Digging these dabs out of the cut with some shit that I wrote with my nigga D.R.E. So you know I must be dope, but rat-tat-tat. Tap that ass, starting static with Drake. Make way for the AK that I bring as I slang like Cappy. Not from Crisscross, but they call me Mac Daddy. Hattie, not known about the city I'm from. Long Beach, Tic Tac, grab your gas, watch your back, here right come. Stomping in my khaki suit. BG from the hood, Ken from Eastwood. God damn, I ripped up, flipped up, and skipped up on top of things as they swing towards my ding-a-ling.
Look, could you raise up off his nuts? Cause Dr. Drizzy's about to rip that shit up. Chicky check,
microphone check, one.
Chicky check,
microphone check, two.
Chicky check,
microphone check, three.
You're tuned to the sounds of the D.R.E.
Now check me out, it's back to the old school. Where the niggas get their strap on, don't nobody cap on. Slap on some D.R.E. on some funky ass shit by the D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G. Real G, you drop G, protect D, N-U-C, so nigga please. Keep out my manuscript. You see that it's a mother drop gangster shit.
Yeah.
So recognize gangs from the gangster. Things will remain the same until I change them.
It's real easy to see. So you can check sounds from Nate D-O-double-G.
I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I heard you wanna fuck with Dre. You picked the wrong motherfucking day. Here we go, toe to toe, sober flow. Let me know if you think you can take that, bro. I heard you wanna fuck with Dre. You picked the wrong motherfucking day. Here we go, toe to toe, sober flow. Let me know if you think you can take that, bro. Street.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Difficulties here, as you can tell. That's okay. Check, 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 check. Yeah. All right, I'm just going to keep playing Nate Dogg stuff because I can't, my microphone is fucked up. I got to replug it in and recall in. So enjoy some more Nate Dogg inspired stuff. I played something there from. That was from Dr. Dre. Before that, I played something from Pharrell Monch, however the fuck you say his name, both featuring Nate Dogg. And now let's go back to some regular old Nate Dogg and Warren G. Nate Dogg and Warren G. Let's see, where is it here? Yeah, nobody does it better. Nate Dogg and Warren G. R.I.P. Nate Dogg. I'll be right back, I think.
Nobody does it better. You come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bumping from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just did it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit it. Now what y'all gonna do?
Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for stretch. He who had the most is he who won the match.
Strike one, me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two, leading, standing still in their track. Strike three, you can call us 213. It's the L and the B that makes me act like a G.
My exhibition started back in 93. When wasn't nobody listening but Warren and me. To all the non-believers, now I bet you see. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
They call me Jesus. Keeping it lit. There's no accident for these platinum hits. So when we make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thug, giving up G love.
Do you remember back on the east side when all of us niggas used to love to ride? We didn't care what we did. Time was nothing to us, we were just kids. Times are different now, but you still get stuck. I'm not a kid no more, I just don't give a fuck. So if you really think you wanna step to me, keep this in mind, nobody does it better than me. Closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make it. Nobody does it better.
Wow, make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now.
All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me.
can come closer than close. Yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast. Yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
Can't keep the dime from buying weed, yakking every time I smoke. instantly accomplish me from committing a murder, so I chill and puff the earth. Who got to my back? Nobody. Little John got his laying niggas down at the homie party. All be going crazy, I guess we all being who we are. And they say them niggas got to be a star. I got to get mine if I blast, and it's my destiny. If I die, then it was meant to be intentionally. Worry, stressing, I guess in this confession. When the murder takes place, it was self-defense.
You're listening to Vince in the Bay.
Just one of my homes, two-way. Hey, Snoop, what up? This your nigga Dre. Hey, man, I was thinking. I ain't said shit on your whole motherfucking album. So check it out. Put this on there. All you motherfucking haters out there can suck my motherfucking dick, and we still smoking. What?
His dick talking shit. He better lay low. The bitches say I got some shit up out of my dick. Now she sick. She better lay low.
Lay low.
Niggas be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang. Better lay low.
Lay low.
I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Lay low, nobody move until I say so. Limo tent rolling deep like the president. See, I don't go to clubs, I never chase a bitch. I'm here to bang that gangsta shit to the apocalypse. We call it stress, some of y'all call it chocolate. Return of the top dog, it ain't no stopping this. Whatever the case, I ain't trying to catch it. Lay low, blow big dope and slang records. Unseen but well heard, do not disturb. The only reason you alive is I ain't sent a word. I flip faster than birds. Snoop Dogg will emerge from the smoke and go low. You shouldn't provoke. I bring the worst from the LBC. Smash motherfuckers thinking they gon' smash on me. Snoop and Dre give a fuck about what y'all say. From the world's most dangerous group, N.W.A.
I lied, it was no surprise. I always knew these fools would trip. Faking, scheming on mine and on the download, talking shit. Best move, cause I refuse to lose no matter which damn road I choose. So lay low, cause you might be bruised. Top story on the evening news. I ain't for games, so if you wanna play, I'm lay low. Lay down on the floor. I'm in a rage, so if we gotta do this, let me know. What I came for,
Where that nigga who be talking shit? He don't come around no more because I fucked his bitch. I made her suck my dick while I was squeezing the tits. And I hit it from the back, grip tight on them hips. He tried to make me come when I was trying to take her home. Dropped her off and seen you fixing on your raggedy bro, cause it's up you in the dome. Little fag. And don't sag too hard, you show everybody you gone.
Booyaka, booyaka, we bring it straight to ya. From 22 to Lugas, the shit that shoot through ya. Who you motherfuckers think the top dog bang with? The same click he came with and made the game flip. Now niggas grow their hair, hold they stay and act hard. Best even though your CEO talk shit, get slapped hard. The backyard is where we get our scrap on. The black car drive by that you get capped on.
What's up, Pimpin'? It's P and Snoop. With Dre on the beat, this ain't nothing but loot. They call me Jack Hammer for all the bread I got. Or they call me Bill Clinton for all the head I got. I keep shit real up, cause I'm all about my Skrilla. The ladies tell me cause I'm a $1 million hitter. It's no limit till I D.I.E. CP3 or Chris McCallie, where I be.
Well, the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hang on, I'm getting to the switchboard right now. Be there momentarily. More Snoop Dogg right here. Featuring Nate Dogg.
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. I'm gonna get some balls right now. Something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we're gonna make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby. Snoop Doggy, I'm all
the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it, cause you know I don't love it. Woo! Hey, now you know, inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. Four red, big guy, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling. These motherfucking nuts in your mouth. That's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout.
Oh, geez, there you go. That's the end of it, huh? Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back here with you. Hope you can hear me. 347-826. Wait, is that the number? 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next hour. I spent the entire first hour playing as much Nate Dogg related material that I possibly could, and I think I'm just about out of it. The Nate Dogg material, that is. If you want to join me, I've got an hour to take your calls, or not. I can play more music. But like I said, I think I've run out of the Nate Dogg, so I'll have to play some other shit. Thanks to the Chit Chatters, Creme de la Creme, Uncle Bobby, and we had a couple guest listeners in there. And Ken Pettigrew came through. Big ups to Ken Pettigrew. And, yeah, Uncle Bobby's in the chat room right now, wondering where all the trolls are. I don't know where they are. They're trolling around other shows. Or maybe not at all. I don't know. I haven't, you know, quite frankly, the listenership has dipped quite a bit here on late night DTR. I've noticed that just overall, not as many people tune in to BTR as they used to. I think a lot of people left. A lot of the avid people left BTR when they decided to charge the host accounts to have shows over a half an hour in length. And I don't blame them. I was tempted to leave as well, and still am, and maybe I will. Who knows? Doesn't matter. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to keep playing tracks and take your calls if you want to join me. The number is 347-826-7667. We can talk about whatever you want. There's this, of course, the disaster in Japan. Got us all kind of, well, not all, but some people on the West Coast kind of spooked out and thinking that there might be a radiation cloud coming this way in the near future. I don't know. I think it might be a good time to visit the East Coast and just wait things out. Or not. Okay, so last night I had new releases Tuesday. I've noticed that I'm doing the Nate Dogg thing tonight. Last night was new releases Tuesday. I did the South by Southwest show the night before. It's been all just music-related stuff. So, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to keep playing music. Last night I played some of this new Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, and I'm digging it. And here it is, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, call in and tell me about it. 347-826-7667. Yeah, hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. Back, welcome back. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. And just doing a little Twitter update here. I am offering up 50 more minutes of music and or pointless drivel right now, live on the internet, the Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. You can also check me out on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Everyone, follow me now. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Anywho, thank you, Chit Chatters, Creme de la Creme, and Uncle Bobby, and Ken Pettigrew, and the guest listeners. Also, thank you to 50 Rubles, who is cooking something right now. I don't know, maybe he'll check in with us later and tell us what's cooking. But in the meantime, we're going to keep the glory rolling on here. And how about we get down to some old school blue cheese? Vince in the Bay back here with you, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. And that was Blue Cheese from UMC's old school 90s era hip hop from back in the day. I played Blue Cheese because I think, I want to say it was Space Poet maybe who suggested that song a while ago, because I was smoking some blue cheese at the time, which I'm not smoking now. Tonight I'm sponsored in part by Orange Crush. Also some Super Rec and Straw Cough. There you go. 347-826-7667 is the number. Hopefully you can all hear me. If you can't, then maybe you're better off for it. Trying to get the latest update on this whole Japanese situation. BBC is just giving me pre-recorded material. I guess people are sleeping over there in Japan. They're not awake yet. I don't know. What the hell? What time is it over there? Hey, Fat Red Dragon joining the program. Thank you, Fat Red Dragon, for joining me here tonight and also confirming that I have audio. Fat Red Dragon, you missed out. I played all the Warren, the Nate Dogg I had. I'm seriously tapped out a Nate Dogg. So if you want to hear the Nate Dogg tribute portion of the program, tune in to the first hour. I was having all kinds of audio problems, so I just played Nate Dogg nonstop. So it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. If you're having trouble logging into the chat room, don't worry. Just be patient. I've been trying to log into chat rooms all day, and I just refresh a couple of times and just say, fuck it, and let it load and load and load. And eventually, usually it loads, believe it or not. But, oh, Fat Red Dragon says he heard it on his phone. Good. Good, man. Good to know. Anyway, Vincent the Bay here with you, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. The broadcast going for another 45 minutes here. Lately, we've been having the One Angry Jew pop in towards the end of the program and giving us the update on what we should be shitting our pants about today. And I'm looking forward to that. I can't promise that's going to happen, but the last couple of nights, that's what the routine has been. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. If not, you can join me. There's no reason why our good friends in the chit-chat room, Creme de la Creme, Fat Red Dragon, or Uncle Bobby, you guys are all more than welcome to come through. Oh, yeah, Uncle Bobby. If you remember, we did the mock college hoops brackets. Well, we should check those brackets right now, because some of those games played out today. I'm not sure. It was one of the couple of the play-in games were today, if I'm not mistaken. The NCAA brackets, round one, Virginia Commonwealth defeated USC 59-46. So the first play-in game is done. That's right. Number for the right to be the number 11 seed, the Virginia Commonwealth Rams defeat the USC Trojans 59-46. Good times. And, yeah, there you go. Round two tomorrow. Clemson and West Virginia going at it. Tomorrow is like straight up like the, you know, we're going live. Yeah, they're not messing around. They're going live. So, although, looks like all the playing games are done. Oh, I missed all the playing games. My God. So, Uncle Bobby, you did pick the playing games. You picked Alabama State, and Alabama State lost. And I was correct. University of Texas San Antonio won 70-61. The other first round game I was also correct on. Clemson defeated UAB. The other first round game, VCU defeated USC. I got that correct. And the other first round game, UNC Asheville defeated Arkansas Little Rock. North Carolina Asheville defeated Arkansas Little Rock, and I think I had Little Rock, so I missed one of those first four games. So I'm 3-for-4. Not bad, not bad at all. So there you have it. Tomorrow is when the madness really hits. There's a sports bar down the street from me that I'm tempted to go check out. I'm not really a drinker anymore, but I would certainly go to the sports bar and just like nibble on whatever bar food and watch the games and just, you know, try to find a hot chick to make out with during the games. You know, it's March Madness. People get wrapped up in the madness, and it's easy to hook up. Or not. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. What else is happening? Okay, Nate Dogg passed away. There's still a lot of chaos going on in the Middle East. Libya is quietly just erupting in violence. Gaddafi is going crazy and destroying his country and his people. But the poor Japanese, what did they do to anybody? Nibble on bar tits? What are you talking about, Fat Red Dragon? Nibble on bar tits. Yeah, whatever. It's all good. All right. In honor of our friends in Japan, here's Tokyo Joe. We'll be right back.
you're looking good.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667 is the number. And I just got carried away there. I'm on Facebook, and I just started, I was looking at my Facebook page, and it had a few, it had some page that it was suggesting to me because like six of my friends liked it. I think it was Dimebag Daryl or something. And I decided to click on other suggestions, and then I've just been going crazy liking stuff. It's out of control. Let me just give you a little idea of all the things I liked on Facebook during the little break there. I liked Metallica, 2.5 Men, Music, San Jose Sharks, Pink Floyd, Johnny Cash, Dropkick Murphys, History, Jack Bauer, North Carolina Tar Heels, Michael Jordan, The Office, Playboy, Seinfeld, Them Crooked Vultures, ESPN, Shit My Dad Says, Ozzy Osbourne, E40, Blog Talk Radio, Tar Heel Fanatics, Sports Center, The Onion, iTunes, Pantera, Traveling, Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations. What else? Van Halen, Reese's, Reading, Dos Equis, Rush, Entourage, Stevie Wonder, Hiking, Movies, 24, Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, The Rolling Stones, Camping, The Oakland Raiders, Zeusk, Megadeth, Black Sabbath, Queen, Oreos, Grateful Dead, The Colbert Report, and that's about it. Oh, NBA, the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Oh, and the official Rodney James Dio fan page. So there you go, ladies. Eat your heart out. That's a little view into the psyche of Vincent the Bay. Congratulations to you, Fat Red Dragon, for having me now following you on Twitter. Oh, and as we speak, I'm liking Ted Nugent. I'm also going to like, what else should I like? Dunkin' Donuts. The donuts, not the coffee. Snoop Dogg, I like Snoop Dogg, sure. Katy Perry, she's all right. Journey? No, I don't think so. Not with that new singer. They need to get the old guy back. No offense, that kid, he's a great story. That kid the Filipino kid that took over the singing position, the lead singer position on Journey. All right, I'm going to like the Beastie Boys. And you know what? Just to piss off my friends, I'm going to like Rush Limbaugh. And what else? Rihanna. I'm going to like Rihanna. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Walter Payton. I like Walter. Who doesn't like Walter Payton? Come on. Foo Fighters. No, I don't like the Foo Fighters. I'm not going to like. No, I do like the Foo Fighters. I don't like their new music, but their older music is good. So I do like the Foo Fighters, technically. Yeah, this is fun, actually. I could do this all day long, just like shit on Facebook. No wonder people like Facebook so much. You just sit here and like stuff all day. I didn't realize how much shit I liked until Facebook came along. Carhartt. I like Carhartt. It's a good brand. Nine Inch Nails, Carrie Underwood. I'm going to unlike Carrie Underwood. Well, I like Carrie. Yeah, technically I like Carrie Underwood, so I will like her. But I don't know why I liked her a long time. I liked her before. Well, if you like me, call in 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Thank you to Creme de la Creme, Fat Red Dragon, Metal Talk Radio, and Uncle Bobby, as well as Ken Pettigrew and several guest listeners who joined us earlier. Good times. I'm kind of flying solo here tonight. I'm always flying solo, but it's nice to have people call in and join me here. Earlier, I was celebrating the life of Nate Dogg, playing a lot of Nate Dogg-related material, and I was experiencing some technical difficulties. So I just played all the music that I had lined up and didn't get to talk about anything at all. So now I'm just kind of vamping, and wow, look at that. I have 27 minutes to go. I'll play some more music here. Let's do, oh, you know what? One of the things I said that I liked a minute ago was Them Crooked Vultures. So let's play a track from Them Crooked Vultures. Here's Newfang. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Cultures with New Fang. I'm Vincent the Bay, taking your calls 347-826-7667 or not. During that song, I just liked a bunch of shit on Facebook. That's what I'm doing right now. This is what it's come to, folks. Vince is just, if you don't call in, I'm just going to keep liking shit on Facebook and telling you about it and then playing music. So during that track, I liked, Mariah Carey, Pac-Man, Vitamin Water, Maroon 5, The New York Times, MTV, Tombstone Pizza, Janet Jackson, Daft Punk, Joe Satriani, Wu-Tang Clan, Carlos Santana, Tina Marie, Fantasia, Starburst, Mary J. Blige, Jennifer Hudson, The Food Network, The Black Keys, Panda Express, Ice Cube, Weezer, Tom Waits, Fish, Bruce Springsteen, Muse, Maxim Magazine, National Geographic Magazine, Keisha Cole, Run DMC, Krispy Kreme Donuts, The Who, The Ramones, Breaking Bad, Willie Nelson, Target, Nine Inch Nails, and that's it. And then we're back with, that was a lot of stuff I liked just during that one song, don't you think? Can you like that much stuff in the same amount of time? I challenge you. All right, I'm going to play another song, and during this song, I'm going to like a bunch of shit and then tell you about it. And yeah. If you don't like it, well then, you know what? You can shove it up your ass. And then call me at 347-826-7667 and tell me about it. Thank you, Chatters, Creme de la Creme, Fat Red Dragon, Metal Talk Radio, and Uncle Bobby. Oh, yeah, that's right. Fat Red Dragon's got a Blog Talk Radio show. It's blogtalkradio.com/fatreddragon. I didn't even realize. I just started following him on Twitter. He's twitter.com/fatreddragon. Who knew? All right, Vince in the Bay, getting ready to wind things up here in a little bit. I'm going to get back to playing some more music here. I'm going to play something from Wallpaper. Played some Wallpaper last night, or the other night. Oh, no, I don't have any Wallpaper on here. God damn it. Never mind. I'm not going to play Wallpaper. I played Wallpaper the other night, but I didn't. Yeah, never mind. What can I play for you here? Oh, this new Rise Against. Hey, let's play that. Endgame.
Yeah.
is Against. It's called Endgame, and I think that's the name of the record, is Endgame. Brand new from them. Just came out yesterday. I played it on the show yesterday. New music. Good times. So during that little break there, I got a chance to like a bunch more shit on Facebook. So let's see, what do I like now? Now I officially like They Might Be Giants, Queens of the Stone Age, Nasher Bull, Nia Peoples, Mumford & Sons, Ron Paul, Dead Kennedys, Peter Gabriel, The Soup, Keisha, Google Chrome, Young Jeezy, Eddie Van Halen, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, Paula Deen, Janis Joplin, Positively Positive, Rob Zombie, John Elway, Elton John, The Pixies, Flip Video, Wu-Tang Clan, Wu-Tang Clan. I followed Wu-Tang earlier, and now I like Wu-Tang, and I also like Wu-Tang Clan. And President Bill Clinton, Weird Al Yankovic, The Home Depot, Anthrax, Slayer, Black Flag, Steve Vai, Cheech and Chong, The Lingerie Football League, Pee Wee Herman, Mariah Carey, Pac-Man, Vitamin. Oh, wait, I've already said these. Okay, that's it. So I got back to Steve. Says, yeah, so that's a lot of shit that I liked just during the course of that one song. Fat Red Dragon helping me out, showing some love on the Twitter. Yeah, hey, you know what? I encourage you folks, if you're listening, tweet or message or email, whatever you got to do, text message, get on the horn, whatever you got to do, put your shoes and socks on, go around the corner, wake up the kids, call the neighbors, whatever you got to do, get people over here. We got 15 minutes to go. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I like lots of stuff. Just over the course of the last half hour, 45 minutes, I've liked so much fucking shit on Facebook. It's ridiculous. If any of you people follow me on Facebook, I apologize. I went fucking batshit nuts crazy liking stuff. I don't know if everybody on Facebook can see all the shit that I just got through liking, but I'm going to keep going here. I just can't stop. I just like Marilyn Manson. I like John Lennon, legend now. Who else do I like? Honda? Sure, I like Honda. Levi's? Sure, I like Levi's. Whole Foods Market. I like to think of them affectionately as Whole Paycheck, but I still like their food. They're, if I could afford to shop there, I would love it. What else do we have here? Tiger Woods PGA Tour. Is it the video game? Oh, my goodness. What else? Paul Gasol. Yeah, I like Paul Gasol. Paul Gasol. Sepultura. Walgreens. What else is out there? Gillette. I don't know. I don't even know what kind of razors I use. I'm not going to endorse razors unless I know what I'm using. Steve Nash, Annie Lennox, The Muppets. God, there's so much stuff. Hooters, wow. KFC. Jameson Irish Whiskey. There's just so many things. You can Anderson Cooper 360. AC360. Now he's. I wonder if he got radiation. I was watching this thing on the news that one of the NBC News reporters and his crew got a bunch of radiation on their shoes, and I thought that was weird. They had a high amount of radiation on their shoes, but nowhere else. It's bizarre. Oh yeah, Metal Talk Radio. You gotta give us the name of your band so we can find it on Facebook and like it. Because I like a lot of shit now, dude. If you follow me on Facebook, you're gonna shit your pants when you see how much shit the stuff that how many things that I said I liked. Does that show up on my profile? If you go to my profile, does it show all the stuff I like? Where does it show all the stuff I like? I want to see the list of all the shit I like now. This is interesting. Brand, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. You might remember I had a show the other day where I was playing a bunch of Flaming Lips and Primus because they're coming. They're doing a show. They announced a show that they're playing on August 3rd at Red Rocks in Colorado, which I think will be fucking awesome. And I'm going to play some Flaming Lips right now. And I'll be right back to wrap up the show. If you want to join me, there's 10 minutes to go. You still have a chance. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay, Disorderly Conduct, and the Flaming Lips.
Hey, hey, hey.
Vince in the Bay. Back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. But there's only a couple minutes left in the program. I thank you all for joining me on this, once again, this amazing cavalcade of mediocrity that I call disorderly conduct. Tonight, I paid tribute to the late Nate Dogg. That's right. I played a big tribute to Nate Dogg. And if you missed it, go back to the beginning of the broadcast. Go back to the archives. First hour dedicated entirely to Nate Dogg, who passed away today, or yesterday at the age of 41. Way too young. Way too young. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay, and I'm getting ready to sign off here. I got to get my beauty sleep so I can wake up early and check out March Madness, which starts tomorrow. It officially has already started, but the big day begins tomorrow with the first round. Tomorrow, Uncle Bobby, you're going to see tomorrow it's going to be nuts. It really is. There's tons of games going on tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 17th, you got West Virginia versus Clemson, Kentucky versus Princeton. You got Vanderbilt versus Richmond. You got Louisville versus Morehouse. Pittsburgh versus UNC something or other. Asheville. Butler versus Old Dominion. Kansas State versus Utah State. Wisconsin versus Belmont. St. John's versus Gonzaga. BYU versus Wolford. UCLA versus, what is this, Michigan State? Memphis State? Who's that? MSU. Michigan State versus UCLA. That'll be a good first round matchup. Florida versus UC Santa Barbara. Temple versus Penn State. San Diego State versus Northern Colorado. Connecticut versus Bucknell. Cincinnati versus Missouri. Wow. Those are all the games just tomorrow. So, Uncle Bobby, if you're near a television, I think it's, is it ESPN or is it, no, it's not ESPN. It's CBS, if I'm not mistaken. CBS broadcasts all the games exclusively. So CBS tomorrow is going to be crazy. It's going to be all over the place. They're going to have the quad screen at some point. Many times during the day tomorrow, you're going to see the quad screen, where the screen is cut into four corners, four sections. And it's like back when you're back at Sesame Street, which of these things are not like the other? But it's instead of four different, you know, people jumping rope and one person's like chewing gum. Instead of that, it's you know, each corner of the screen is a different game going on. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's why they call it March Madness. Tune into that. It's going to be fun. I'm going to wrap things up tomorrow night. I'll talk about that tomorrow night, I'm sure. The first round of the NCAA tournament getting underway tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll have a recap of the day's excitement right here on my show. Why not? You people aren't calling in. I'm just going to have to talk about whatever. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Creme de la creme, that red dragon. Metal Talk Radio, Uncle Bobby, Ken Pettigrew, and everybody else, the guest listeners, everybody who listens to the archive, thank you so much for tuning in. And once again, Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. And we love you, man. This is for the homie Nate Dogg one more time. Nate Dogg and Warren G. Nobody does it better. I'm Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Until tomorrow night, peace out, yo.
Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original they never will be. We bumpin' from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it better.
I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just did it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit it. Now what y'all gonna do?
Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for stretch. He who has the most is he who won the match.
Strike one, me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two, leaving standing still in the track. Strike three, you can call us 213. It's the L and the B that makes me act like a G.
My exhibition started back in 93. When wasn't nobody listening but Warren and me. To all the non-believers now, I bet you see. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. They're trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
They call me Jeezy the spark plug, keeping it lit. There's no accident, police platinum hit. So when we make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thug, giving up G-love.
Do you remember back on the east side, when all of us niggas used to love to ride? We didn't care what we did. Time was nothing to us, we were just kids. Times are different now, but you still get stuck. I'm not a kid no more, I just don't give a fuck. So if you really think you wanna step to me, keep this in mind, nobody does it better than me. Closer than close, yeah. Original they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. Trying to make you see, nobody does it better.
Wow, make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now.
All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
Nobody
does it better. We'll be right back.
you know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.